This final deep dive of February 2023 is from Moravidi and colleagues. The effects of extra virgin olive oil and canola oil on inflammatory markers and gastrointestinal symptoms in patients with ulcerative colitis, published in the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition in 2020. What we know, think we know, or are starting to know. Inflammatory bowel disease is an umbrella term for gastrointestinal conditions characterized by chronic inflammation, including Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. There is evidence of a complex interplay between environmental factors, dysbiosis, i.e. disturbed balance in the gut microbiota, diet and genetics in risk for developing IBD. Although these factors may interact, there is one common denominator, inflammation. Inflammation is the primary driver of alterations in the gut that lead to increased risk for IBD. However, this relationship is influenced by dysbiosis in the gut microbiota, which itself is influenced by diet and environmental factors. A striking illustration of this was provided by an analysis from Kin and colleagues of bacterial species abundance between healthy controls and individuals with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The bacterial compositions differed substantially, not just between those with IBD and healthy controls, but even between Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. And we know that diet has an influence on the composition of the microbiota and intestinal inflammation. Most of the attention in this area is given to dietary fibers, as these non-digestible carbohydrates reach the colon and undergo selective fermentation by bacterial species that increase production of short-chain fatty acids. And short-chain fatty acids, in particular butyrate, are associated with anti-inflammatory effects in the colon. However, dietary fat intake is also a crucial characteristic of diet that may influence the microbiome, particularly by influencing production of bile acids. However, fat subtype is important. The evidence to date suggests monounsaturated fats do not significantly influence microbial composition, while omega-3 polyunsaturated fats may increase some beneficial bacterial strains and modify bile acid composition. The present study investigated the effects of additional extra virgin olive oil or canola or rapeseed oil in participants with ulcerative colitis. The study was designed as a randomized crossover single-blind control trial in participants with a diagnosis of ulcerative colitis. The interventions in this study were 50 milliliters of extra virgin olive oil or canola oil per day consumed for 20 days. The crossover design meant that participants were randomized to the order of oil intake with a 14-day washout period between diet phases, i.e. participants either started with the extra virgin olive oil for 20 days before a 14-day washout and then the canola oil for 20 days, or started with the canola oil for 20 days before the 14-day washout and then the extra virgin olive oil for 20 days. Clinical symptoms were assessed at baseline and after each intervention period using the Gastrointestinal Symptom Rating Scale, or GSRS. The GSRS scale ranges from 1, representing the absence of symptoms, to 7, representing troublesome symptoms. Each specific subscale, for example bloating or constipation, is summed together to give an overall symptom score. The primary outcomes of the study were inflammatory markers, erythrocyte sedimentation rate, or ESR, and high-sensitivity C-reactive protein, or CRP, and changes in the GSRS. For context, normal reference ranges for ESR are between 0 and 22 millimeters per hour and 0 to 29 millimeters per hour for men and women, respectively. For CRP, normal range is less than 1 milligram per liter, while the range of risk is evident over 2 milligrams per liter. Secondary outcomes included the Mayo score, a measure of ulcerative colitis disease activity characterized as remission, mild, moderate, and severe. The Mayo score ranges from 0 to 12, with 3 to 5 indicating mild disease activity, while 11 to 12 indicates severe ulcerative colitis. Results. 32 participants completed the study, 17 in the extra virgin olive oil to canola oil diet order, of which 13 were female, and 15 in the canola oil to extra virgin olive oil diet order, of which 10 were female. Participants were 36 years of age on average and had diagnoses of ulcerative colitis for around 4 years. Effective diets on inflammatory markers. In the olive oil phase, ESR decreased by 1.18 millimeters per hour from 14.36 to 13.18, while CRP decreased by 1.31 milligrams per liter from 2.31 to 1 milligram per liter. In the canola oil phase, ESR increased by 1.87 milliliters per hour from 12.01 to 13.18, while C-reactive protein increased by 0.36 milligrams per liter from 1.51 to 1.87 milligrams per liter. Effects of diet on gastrointestinal systems. In the olive oil phase, the overall GSRS score decreased by 13 points from 38 to 25, while in the canola oil phase, there was a decrease of 4.2 points from 32.4 to 28.2. For specific components of the GSRS, there was a significant decrease in the extra virgin olive oil phase in bloating by 1.6 points from 3.9 to 2.3, in constipation by 2.15 points from 3.2 to 1.06, in fecal urgency by 2.1 points from 3.4 to 1.3, and in incomplete defecation by 1.7 points from 3.2 down to 1.5. The average Mayo score was 3 at baseline, indicating the low end of the range for mild ulcerative colitis, and there were no significant effects of either diet on Mayo scores. The critical breakdown. Pros. The study had clearly stated aims. The randomization method was appropriate, computer-generated blocks of 4 participants to ensure balance, and clearly described. The crossover design meant that each participant served as their own control. Sample size calculation was clearly stated, and the study appears to have been adequately powered with participants in each diet group order. A minimum of 15 per group was estimated. Validated outcome measures for gastrointestinal systems and ulcerative colitis disease severity were used. The investigator conducting the statistical analysis was blinded to participant allocation to diet order. Cons. While it appears that their sample size estimation was just met, this is a very small study and the first to test the potential effects of these oils specifically in participants with ulcerative colitis. Consequently, this is best considered a pilot study with hypothesis generating rather than confirmatory findings. The statistical analysis was rudimentary, using basic before-after tests for each group rather than comparing one group to the other. More on this under key characteristic below. Diet was only assessed before and after each intervention using a single 24-hour recall, which may have provided inaccurate representations of diet in each group. Key characteristic. As stated above, the statistical analysis in the present study was fairly crude. In a crossover design like the present study, comparing the magnitude of change between diets is the purpose of such study designs, with the intention that the crossover will minimize potential inter-individual differences in response by having the same participant consume both diets. However, the analysis only compared the before and after scores for each diet, rather than compare the differences between the effects of each diet. And this is important because when we look at the changes in overall gastrointestinal symptom rating scale scores before and after each diet, we can see that the extra virgin olive oil group had a 5.6 point higher overall GSRS score at baseline compared to the canola oil diet. While the magnitude of the decrease is clearly greater than the canola oil diet, these baseline differences were not accounted for in the statistical analysis, which used basic statistical tests that don't allow for adjustment for additional factors, in this case differences in baseline symptom scores. Thus, the decrease from a higher baseline in the extra virgin olive oil group may have over-exaggerated the effects of extra virgin olive oil. Interesting finding. Let's get straight into the finding that anyone reading this study would likely jump at. The apparent different directions of effect of each oil on inflammatory markers. The fact that there were modest increases in the canola oil diet would likely bring the focus sharply onto the content of omega-6 linoleic acid in this oil. One could envisage this paper being cited as evidence that such seed oils are in fact inflammatory. The first thing to note is that the totality of available research does not support an increase in inflammatory biomarkers from either canola oil specifically or linoleic acid specifically. The second is to then consider the specific reference ranges and changes of the inflammatory outcome measures in the present study. For the ESR finding, it is crucial to note that the levels of ESR in participants both at baseline and after the intervention were within normal ranges, and so very minor changes observed were within the biological range of normal for this marker. Further, the normal range for ESR is higher in women, and the majority of participants in this study were female, further emphasizing that ESR exhibited minor changes well within normal range. A similar consideration applies to CRP, which shows natural variation in measured levels, and the minor change in this marker potentially reflects natural biological variation. It would also, based on wider evidence, be difficult to attribute any such effect to linoleic acid per se, given canola oil also is rich in oleic acid and omega-3 alpha-linolenic acid. A 4-week trial comparing olive oil to rapeseed oil found that both diets led to reductions in CRP, albeit the magnitude of the decrease was greater in the olive oil group. Thus, based on both the overall wider literature and the levels of specific inflammatory markers in the present study being all within normal ranges, caution is required against interpreting the finding of very minor increases in these markers on the canola oil diet as evidence of a detrimental inflammatory effect in these participants with ulcerative colitis. Relevance. As stated in the con section above, a study like this is best considered as a hypothesis-generating pilot study. And such research is needed. There is scant research specifically focusing on ulcerative colitis, and many trials of dietary fats have been in participants with Crohn's disease. At the very least, it does appear that fat composition is an important dietary factor to consider in IBD generally. It is established that Western diets high in fat, sugar, animal protein, and low in fiber negatively impacts the microbiome, effects seen as early as 1 year old. High-fat Western diets increase populations of bile-tolerant bacterial strains and bile acid production, which, in the absence of fiber, pass to the colon and undergo metabolism to secondary bile acids that are associated with intestinal inflammation and colorectal cancer risk factors. This increase in bile-tolerant bacteria and secondary bile acid metabolites appears to be driven primarily by animal and saturated fats. However, the role of monounsaturated fats and polyunsaturated fats in IBD specifically is incompletely understood. For example, a randomized controlled trial in patients with ulcerative colitis on enteral feeding, i.e. providing nutrients direct to the gastrointestinal tract with a tube, provided two formula diets, one rich in oleic acid and the other in linoleic acid. 52% of patients on the linoleic acid-enriched formula achieved clinical remission compared to 20% in the oleic acid formula group. What of olive oil itself? The data is sparse, and the present study appears to be the only study to date to specifically investigate the effects of extra virgin olive oil in patients with IBD, specifically ulcerative colitis. However, both animal models and other human trials on the effects of olive oil on inflammatory markers and beneficial gut bacterial species generally suggest benefits. Application to practice. Overall, like much of human gut research, we are left with broad conclusions, and as it pertains to dietary fats, it appears the general application of unsaturated fats as the preferable predominant fats in the diet also applies to intestinal inflammatory conditions. Nevertheless, there is a lack of evidence currently to make specific recommendations and doses for extra virgin olive oil intake or any specific oil in individuals with IBD, ulcerative colitis in particular. In fact, overall, there is simply an absence of evidence for ulcerative colitis, and there are few to none well-designed high-power intervention trials targeting nutritional remission of ulcerative colitis. In the absence of more rigorous evidence for effects of specific fat subtypes and fatty acids, at the very least, the evidence supports the general health benefits of unsaturated fat-rich oils, including both extra virgin olive oil and canola oil.